My party was the first to leave Taglios. We went the morning Bondo Trang died. With me went Narayan Singh, Willow Swan, the Radishidra, Mother Gota, and Uncle Doge, Riverwalker Iqbal Singh, with his wife Suru Vija, and two children and baby, and his brother Runmust. In addition, we had several goats with small packs and chickens tied to their backs, two donkeys, one or the other of which Gota rode much of the time, and an ox cart drawn by a beast we strove hard to keep looking sadder and scruffier than it really was. Most everyone adopted some form of disguise. The Shadar trimmed their hair and beards, and the whole family adopted Vedna dress. I stayed Vedna, but became a woman. The Radisha became a man. Uncle Doge and Willow Swan shaved their heads and became Bodhi disciples. Swan darkened himself with stain, but there was no way to change his blue eyes. Gota had to do without Nguyen Bo fashions. Narayan Singh remained exactly the same, virtually indistinguishable from thousands of others just like him. We looked bizarre, but even stranger bands collected to share the rigors of the road. And we would collect, together, only when we camped. On the road we stretched out over half a mile. One Singh brother out front, the other in back, while River stayed fairly close to me. The brothers carried a pair of devices given them by Goblin and One-Eye. If Narayan, the Radisha, or Swan strayed far from a line running between them, choke spells would begin constricting around their throats. None of the three had been informed of that. We were all supposed to be friends and allies now, but I believe in trusting some of my friends more than others. On the rock road that the captain had had built between Taglios and Jaekur, we did not catch the eye at all. But a crowd like that, with a baby and an ox cart and regular Vedna prayers and whatnot, is not swift. Nor did the season help. I became thoroughly sick of the rain. The last time I traveled down the rock road, I rode a giant black stallion that covered the distance between Taglios and Gorja on the River Main in a day and a night without hurrying. 4 days after leaving the city, we were still at least that long from the bridge at Gorja, which would be our first dangerous bottleneck. In the afternoon, Uncle Doge chose to announce that we had come as close as the road would carry us to the place where he had hidden the copy of the Book of the Dead. "Ah, darn," I said. "I was hoping it would be way farther down the road. How are we going to explain having a book if we get stopped?" Doge showed me his palms and a big smile.
"I'm a priest. A missionary. Blame it on me."
Despite the hardships, he was happy.
"Come, help me dig it up."
"What is this place?" I asked 2 hours later. We had come into something that might have come from one of Mergen's old nightmares about Kena. 20 yards of woods formed a palisade all around it.
"It's a graveyard. During the chaos of the first Shadowlander invasion, before the Black Company came, possibly even before you were born, one of the Shadowlander's armies used this as a camp, then as a burial ground. They planted the trees to conceal the tombs and monuments from enemy eyes."
Noting my appalled expression, he added,
"Down there, they have different customs."